Elaine's The Remote. And here are some of the latest COVID-19 developments around the world. India's official case tally hits 2 million, doubling in 3 weeks as the pandemic sweeps into smaller cities and rural areas. A record daily jump of more than 60,000 fresh infections has been recorded, according to Health Ministry data, making India only the third country to surpass the 2 million milestone after the United States and Brazil. Daily coronavirus deaths in the U.S. surged to a three-month high of over 2,000. The last time the country recorded more than 2,000 deaths in 24 hours was back in May. The pandemic has killed more than 715,000 people worldwide since it surfaced in China late last year, according to numbers put out by Johns Hopkins University. At least 19.1 million cases have been registered in 196 countries and territories. The United States has recorded the most deaths, followed by Brazil, Mexico, Britain, and India. An Air India Express plane crashed in the South Indian state of Kerala after skidding off a runway while landing at Calicut's International Airport. A pilot and two passengers so far are reported dead. The Directorate General of the Civil Aviation Authority says the flight overshot the runway, fell down into a valley, and broke in two. Lebanon's President Friday rejected any international probe into the catastrophic port blast, saying a missile or negligence could have been responsible as rescuers desperately combed the rubble for survivors. The entrenched ruling class has come under fire once again since Tuesday's explosion, which killed at least 154 people and devastated large parts of the capital. The revelation that a huge shipment of hazardous ammonium nitrate fertilizer angered many. This is VOA News. Spanish authorities ordered about 32,000 people into lockdown in the central riverside town of Aranda de Duero. The movements of residents will be restricted to the absolute minimum, and they will be barred from entering or leaving the town. It's the latest in a series of fresh lockdowns in Spain, including in Basque Country and the regions of Catalonia and Aragon. Just days after schools in the German state of Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania became the first to reopen full-time after the summer break, some 800 students are forced to head home again there after a teacher tests positive. France's health minister urges citizens to stand firm and wear their face masks, even in the midst of a heat wave. The country's virus figures are trending upwards, with the number of people testing positive rising by 30% per week, double the rate of increase in testing. And the unprecedented fall in greenhouse gas emissions from lockdowns during the pandemic will do nothing to slow climate change. Without systematic change in how the world works, an international team of researchers say, and Bollywood actors and crew aged over 65 will be allowed to resume shoots, an industry official says, after a court in Mumbai overturns restrictions limiting the presence of older people on film sets. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued executive orders banning any U.S. transactions with ByteDance, the Chinese company that owns video sharing app TikTok, as well as the owner of the WeChat app, starting in 45 days. The orders come as the Trump administration says it's stepping up efforts to purge untrusted Chinese apps from U.S. digital networks. And U.S. President Donald Trump's reelection campaign lost its bid to add a fourth debate with Democratic challenger Joe Biden in early September. In rejecting the request, the Commission on Presidential Debates said it remains committed to the current schedule of three 90-minute debates beginning in late September. Trump, a Republican, is trailing Biden in most national polls. A former top Saudi intelligence official says Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman sent a band of assassins abroad to kill him. Dr. Saeed Al-Jabri says he fell out of favor with the Crown Prince and fled the country in 2017. In a legal complaint filed in Washington, D.C., he claims the Crown Prince continued to threaten him while he was living in Canada, and that his son was warned by FBI agents that Saudi operatives were trying to kill him. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.